by Mrs. Hobbit.
You said of Parshas Chayisoe, primarily a sedra that deals with Shiduchim. Out of the 105 psukim, the sedra 66, I think, deal with Shidduch. The Shidduch of Yitzchak with Rivka. And it immediately strikes you, or it should strike you, that since Yitzchak was involved in the Shidduch, he was getting married, he seems to have played no part whatsoever in the whole Shidduch. Not from the beginning, right through to the end, everything takes place in his absence. He's given a wife, Zel. Not very much whether Shidduchim nowadays would go out there at Zel. That's how it was in the Torah in the patch. One has to know whether, why was that? Is it because Yitzchak relied implicitly on his father Avraham, and whatever Avraham would decide as far as he's concerned, that's good enough for me and I don't need to know anything? Avraham is sufficiently Das Torah for me. He gave me my instructions with regard to the Akedah, which I obeyed implicitly. I rely on it. And therefore, if my father's making a Shidduch, I don't need to know anything at all about it. I'll just take the Mishudetes when it's presented to me. I don't need anything more. That could be one way of looking at things. However, one can possibly suggest another reason, and that is that Yitzchak could not have objected to a Shidduch in any case. From the point of mitzvahs of kibbutz of the aim, if his father suggests and tells him that that's the Shidduch for you, then it could well be that Yitzchak, as a son, is obliged to listen to his father, and even if he wants to object, perhaps he has no right halachically to object. Which is the shaila of to what extent kibbutz of the aim is involved in Shidduch. Is it a barrier? Is it not a barrier? Does it interfere? Does one have to listen to parents? And it could well be, as I said, that Yitzchak didn't interfere because he felt bound by the kibbutz of aim to listen to his father. That's why he didn't bear any part in the Shidduch. Al meducha zu, as to whether kibbutz of aim can stand in the way of a Shidduch in any way, is a subject which is dealt with not at length, but very briefly in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeh, in Simon Reish Mem. There the Ramah quotes a Marik. The Marik, and the words of the Ramah, he quotes the Marik, is V'chein im ho'av moiche b'ben. If a father objects vis-a-vis his son, Lisa Isha, Eze Isha Shiachpitz Bo, Haben Ein Tzorech Lishmoya Elho. If the son wants to get married to somebody, and the father objects to the marriage, the child is not mechuyev to listen to the father in matters of Shidduch. So paskens the Ramah v'shem Marik, which would therefore mean that in our shaila as to why Yitzchak is not involved, is not because he couldn't object, he didn't want to object, he relied on his father. What's the basis of this Marik? That a child is free to make a Shidduch of his own and parents cannot interfere. In Marik, inside in the Chumas, Marik bases his psak on two yesoides, on two fundamentals. The first is that the Gemara in Kiddushin, when the Gemara talks in the sugya there of kibbutz of aim, the Gemara quotes a braisa. The braisa says, Eizel kibbutz, what's kibbutz of aim? What constitutes kibbutz of aim? Ma'achil, mashkir, malbish, mechase, machnis, umoitzi. Clothing your father, giving your father food, helping your father who needs to walk, take him in the house, take him out of the house, he'll be doing steady on his feet. All those things constitute kivud of. And says the Marik, all those cases which are mentioned in the Braiser, which says what is kivud, they are all cases where the father gets physical benefit from the child. Gives him food, gives him drink, helps him to walk, etc. All those cases are cases where the child is helping the father with a hanoas aguf, a physical benefit. Says the Marik, if that is the case, then we've only got a source of mitzvah kibbud where the father is going to benefit physically in some way. Because the father is not benefiting physically. He merely tells you to do something which concerns you, for which he doesn't get any goofnistic benefit. Then that's not part and parcel of the mitzvah kibbud. And therefore, says the Marik, that if a father tells a child who he should marry, who he shouldn't marry, that's something which concerns the child, which the father is not going to benefit from in any physical, direct, physical way. If so, there is no mitzvah of kibbud of that can decide as to whether the child should listen or not. Point number one. That's the first swara of the Marik. The second swara of the Marik is that even when the Gemara discusses the mitzvah of kibbud of, the Gemara has a fundamental shaila. Kibbud of mishal mi, mishal av or mishal ben. When the son has to feed his father, give him physical benefit, who has to pay for that? Is the son expected to pay for any expenses, or the expenses of kibbud av have to be paid by the father? Maskonat HaGemara is that the child is not mukhli of mitzvahs kibbud av, where he is going to have to pay expenses of hefsid momen in order to mach his father. His father is duty bound to give him whatever is necessary, and that he will use for kibbud av. But if the father does not provide him, and the child has to provide all the expenses for kibbud av, then the child is not mechuyev to make kibbud av. There is a story, I don't know whether it's apocryphal or not, somebody once came to Reb Chaim Brisk, the friend of Rochev, and said to him that my father lives in a town a little bit further away, and I can only reach him sort of by train, and am I mechuyev to go and visit him by train? So Reb Chaim said to him, I was nicht. So he said, no, I think more paskent as Michel Av, well, I'm Michel Ben. Yeah, that I'm mechuyev to pay to buy a train ticket. It costs money. I'm not mechuyev. So Reb Chaim said, quite right. You better walk. That's the Maskonat HaGemara. Maskonat HaGemara is Michel Av, well, I'm Michel Ben. Therefore, says the Marek, if the son is not mechuyev to give away money, lose money for the sake of his father's kibbutz, then he's certainly not mukhiv to give away a good shidduch, which is for him more than a hefted moment. He's going to lose out on a shidduch because of kibbud av. It doesn't move the question. There's not mukhiv to a hefted. Koshken a hefted moment. Koshken a ishach shuru, which he wants to marry, just because the father doesn't want him to marry. That type of hefted he's not mukhiv to have, even if there were to be a mitzvah kibbud av, which Bernus says the Marik in the first place, he's not mukhiv because it's not a hanoes agud. On those two yesoidus, the Marik paskins, there's no mitzvah kibbud av ein to listen to the father, and if the father doesn't want to marry an individual, you're not bound by kibbud av to refuse that shit. And so paskins for the month. What I want to do this morning a little bit is to analyze that Marik, but to analyze the yisoidus of the Marik, to say, see if they are in fact watertight. The first principle of the Marik is that the mitzvah kibbud av, as it would appear from the Gemara, is only where there is a physical benefit to the father. Anything else, just obeying his wishes, listening to him, where there's no hanoas aguf, decides that mitzvah kibbud av. Is that 100% certain, or is it debatable? Well, I think it is debatable. There is a Mishnah Braisa which the Gemara quotes in Bob Metzia. The Gemara says, "Oh, in Bob Metzia, that lamed base. Minayin shim omelu oviv al tachsir. If a father and a son are walking in the street, and the son sees an aveda, and the father's son wants to be ma'amesh of the aveda, he wants to go and have a bit of aveda and take it back, find out who it owns to, and the father says to him, al tachsir, don't give the aveda, don't leave it." How do we know Shiloi Ishmalei? How do we know that you're not mechuyev to listen to your father when he tells you not to give an aveda? So the mother and Baraita answers, because kulchem chayav mechvoidi. Since there's a mitzvah in Atzeres and Meishu Aveda, no son can tell the child to not to obey a mitzvah. So because no father can tell this child because the father is also mechuyev to listen to the boy and son. You can't tell your child not to listen to the boy and Meishu Aveda. It's in the Baraita. The Rishonim asked the following question: what's the halam in it to say that one should listen to the father? So goes off. What is the father saying to the child? Don't be meishel the aveda. Don't be meishel the aveda. There's no amos agu for the father. Father's getting nothing from that. There's no physical benefit for the father. So what the halam is to say that the child is required to listen to his father? As Mr. Kibbutz, where's the Kibbutz? The father's not getting any from that. He's telling you not to be meishel the aveda. So the Rishonim answer, most Rishonim answer, large bullet for most Rishonim answer. That the father says to the son, don't be meshiv the aveda, because I need you to go and buy me some tomatoes in the shop. So in other words, he's not just saying to him, don't be meshiv the aveda, out of which the father's getting nothing. The tzivui not to be meshiv the aveda is also to have a hanoras aguf, don't be meshiv the aveda, and go instead and buy me something. So there is a hanoras aguf involved, and therefore there's a mitzvah of kibbutz, except for the fact that the Torah says your father's also to listen to mitzvahs and to mitzvah aveda. So it's a kibbutz of hanoes haguf involved. That's how most Rishonim answer. The Me'iri and other Rishonim ask the question slightly different. They don't ask the question about there's no kibbutz, there's no hanoes haguf. They ask a separate question. If the father says to the son, don't be mitzvah the aveda, it's a harosha. Mamish is telling the child to be in the battle of mitzvah. And if the father of Russia, stuck a mitzvah and keep it off. So they don't ask the question that there's no hanoes haguf for the father. That problem doesn't seem to disturb them. As far as they're concerned, there's a mitzvah keep it off even if there's no hanoes haguf. What they are worried about is that the father of Russia telling his son not to keep a mitzvah. And they also answer, this talk about not father of Russia, don't be mentioned, go and buy me something. But the point of the question was the objective there's no hanoras haguf like the first of the Rishonim, or was the question is the father's a Rosha? So it would seem from the new ways of the question being put, some Rishonim hold that there's only a mitzvah kibbutz of where the father gets hanoras haguf, and therefore they say they want no hanoras haguf. And the second lot of Rishonim doesn't go not worry about that, because they can say there seems to be a mitzvah kibbutz of even where there's no hanoras haguf. Their problem was a problem of Rosha. On that they answer, the father wants some tomatoes. So it would seem from the Rishonim that we have a basic problem here. Is there a mitzvah kibbutz aim with that, only with that nose a goof, or is the price of lavdaska in anything that the father asks you to do a mitzvah kibbutz aim, which is therefore the basis of the Merik's first time? There seems to be a debate among legs of the Rishonim. You could say, of course, that it's Machlekes and Rishonim, Marik Paskin, like those Rishonim who require Anos Aguf, just like a fella. Marik can side with those Rishonim who say that Anos Aguf is only with Mitzvah Kibbutz is only with Anos Aguf. That could be. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's another interesting sentence in Shulchan Aruch. If that is the case, Shulchan Aruch Paskin to the Yerudei Paskin the following. A father who says to his son, Shitzivo es benoi, Shalo yedaber imploini. Shalo yedaber imploini. Father says to his son, I don't want you ever to have any dealings with this individual. It's done me harm in business. Unfortunately, I must tell you, it's a lot of such cases. Father gets annoyed with an individual and he passes on to his child, you have nothing to do with that individual, no connection whatsoever. Is a child mechuyev to listen? Taking too hard, not mechuyev to listen. Because the father, you say, not having to do with him, that's an aveda. So not have to have sin against somebody to carry, the person should carry sin on all his life to manage an aveda. You're telling your child that of sin to you, and you don't have anything to do with it, and deal with it, to manage your assistance to chivu aveda. So the father's telling you aveda, not mechuyev to listen. As they state, if it wouldn't be on aveda, why should you mechuyev to listen? It's only because your father's telling you aveda, in other words, hate the other individual like I do. He mustn't listen, because he's telling you to hate. And if it wouldn't be an aveda, you'd also not want to listen. There's no physical benefit involved. So make a taste of the pshat, you should have to listen to your father. Just don't have any dealings with him. Not having any dealings with him is not hanoras haguf for the father. So why would I have to listen? Why does Yuchan Ali need to say, you don't listen to your father because your father's telling you to do an aveda of sinner? You're not mukhiyut to listen to your father in any case, because the father's not hanoras haguf for the father. And Yuchan Ali would appear to hold that the, even if there's no hanoas agor involved, there is still a mitzvah of kibbutz, which is not like the first yisod of the marriage. However, one must take this a little bit further. As you know, there are two mitzvahs in the Torah. There's a mitzvah of kibud of ein, and there's also a mitzvah of moire, of respecting. Ish ovi v'imo tiro'u, a mitzvah of yira and moire. One of the mitzvahs, what is yira, what is moire, what does it mean, respect or fear? The Braisa in Kedushin says quite clearly what it is. You don't stand in his place where the father normally stands. You don't sit at the top of the table where the father normally sits. Another thing which is mentioned there is v'loy soiser es devorov. If your father says something, you don't contradict. So says the Braisa, Adraisa of Moira's Av, Moira of parents, loy soiser es devorov. Is therefore there is a din in the Torah, a mitzvah in the Torah of Moira, not to be soisa, forget kibbut, that's a goof, this can all the goof, of a mitzvah of Yira. The mitzvah of Yira demands that you mustn't contradict a parent. And therefore, if a father says, I don't want you to marry this particular individual, and the child says, I don't care what you think, maybe not say it such across the way, but he says, I'm going to marry her. Why should not be bichlal loy soisa es devorov? Your father tells you not to, and you says, I'm going to. Well, what's an afkamina when you contradict him in words, or he tells you not to do something, and you do specifically against his wishes? That's also bichlal soisa es devorov. You're contradicting your father by doing something which your father told you not to do, and I'm going to do it. That's stiras devorov of af. So even if there's no mitzvah kibud of as a mavik tainus, because there's not hanoyas aguf involved in the shidduch, avazov goes of stiras devorov, there is a shidduch, and therefore, and it could well be therefore that which I mentioned before, this din, the father tells you you mustn't have any dealings with the other person. So I said to him, well, there's no mitzvah kibud of, not dealings, there's no hanoyas aguf. Says it might not be hanoyas aguf. Of a child of Moira, if I tell you not to have dealings with the other person, and you go and have dealings with that other person, now Lachalapokh, as the Shulchan Aruch says, I might have thought they had to listen to him from the point of view of Moira. Lachalapokh, respecting, don't like him, but I'm respecting. Them's a Shulchan Aruch, he loves to do that because it's Maveira. To that, be finished on this Maveira. But Lule Zois, I would have to listen to my father, not Mitzad Kibbut, because there's no another good, I'm a Mitzad Moira, there's a Moira there, not to be Zois as tomorrow. And Mele, if that is the case, then you've got a problem with the shidduch. This din of the child wants to marry somebody, and the father tells you, I don't want you to marry that individual. So, mamish hashayla stiras devorov. How could the marik paskin that there's no mitzvah of kibbud and the child doesn't have to listen? What's the thing stiras devorov of a moira? The problem. It could be, that in the same way, as the Gemara paskens, the child is not mechuyev to lose money for a bunch of kibbutz, because the kibbutz is only mishal av, v'loy mishal ben. The father, son, doesn't have to pay for the mitzvah of kibbutz. You could say also, although the Gemara doesn't say it, but you could say that who had been the mitzvah of moira, not to be soisa devorov is only when the child is not going to lose any money or lose something as a result of that. But if the child is going to have tzar, or the child is going to lose because of moira, if you're not mechuyev to have moira either. The Gemara only talks about kibbutz with the God's money who pays for the kibbutz, so to speak. But now I'm suggesting the new shaila of Moira, of Stira's daughter, maybe that's also bound up. If you're Davani, you don't have to be so involved, don't talk to someone, not talk to something. There's no lot of money involved, there's only a shaila of contradicting the parents' wishes. But when it comes to a shidduch, where your father says, I don't want you, and I do want you, so I have to listen to my father, not that I'm going to lose the money, I'm going to lose out on the shidduch. Hefsid mama. Or tzar, maybe there's no chiv of moira also vis-à-vis the parents. And that would seem to be the shit of the marik. If the marik doesn't bring in the question of moira, by stos he holds that moira is not involved because of the house and the house is mamish mechuyev. But he doesn't talk about it, he doesn't mention it. But that is possibly a solution as to why there's no shayla of stira's dwelling here, because there's a hefsid, more than a hefsid mamon or a hefsid with a good shayla. Let's move to his second premise. His second premise is, So the Gemara paskens, even where there's a mitzvah kibbutz, kibbutz is only mishal av or only mishal ben. The father, the son doesn't have to pay, or doesn't have to cost them to give that. Maybe tainat of ma'arik. If you're going to lose a shidduch, you lose an eidus, it would be a mitzvah kibbutz. But where there's a hefsed mamun, or hefsed shidduch, for a child, you're not mechuyitus to this one. But that involves us in another problem, which again the ma'arik doesn't touch on, I don't know why. If you remember the famous case of Domer ben Asina in the Gemara there, that they came to Ezer Kibbutz, the Moses, what's Kibbutz? Kibbutz, the Moses Meister came to the Goy, and the Goy had the stones that they needed, and the Chachamah wanted the stones, and the child said, I'm terribly sorry, I can't do it because of the key of the box is under my father's pillow, my father's asleep on the shkli. That's called Kibbutz, and the Moridika Meister of Kibbutz, he was prepared. The Gemara paskens that kibbutz is only mishal av, not mishal ben. The father, the child is not mukhri to lose out. And if the child is going to lose out money, then he's not mukhri to have his father. But in that case there, he was losing thousands. He was losing thousands of pounds. So he was kibbutz av. Why was he mukhri? The child is not mukhri. And the Gemara uses it as a dugma of kibbutz av. Where there's a hefsed moment for the child to go. Does that kibbutz av? It's mukhri to that kibbutz av. Doesn't tell example of kibbutz av. Give it the ram. And for the Ran, and I quote you his words, the Ran says the following. The Ran says, the Chod came on the Dafke Mishalav, Hani Mili Lechvoidoi, Al Kedei Shaloi Letzaroi, Yeshlo La'aved, Kol Momen Shiva Oilo. In Ochanamba, if it's merely a question of kibbutz honoring parents, they're not going to lose out money for the sake of honoring parents. But if he's going to be Betzaya the father, by not listening, then you've got to forego all money Shiva Oilam. Maybe this guy, if he would have woken up his father, he would have had a tzar, only a moment to retire. Because a few minutes later, he would have found out how much again he would have been very happy. But imagine when you wake him up from his sleep on that tzar. To avoid the tzar of a father, then even Shiva Ben, you're going to give all money Shiva Oilam. They pass, as they stick around. Come the choice of you and I'll solve it. To be machabe, the parents, to take the only machuy to give Mishal Av, not Mishal Ben. But if not, if it's a question of being Mitzayah parents, Mitzayah parents, you've got to forgo all the whole moment to boil. If it's there, Hakash is married. This father doesn't want you to marry this woman. If he doesn't want you to marry this woman, obviously, if you're going to marry this woman, you're going to get Akbus Nefesh and Tzah. And if you're going to get Akbus Nefesh and Tzah, wasn't the time of the married times you're not Mukhi to go give away money? How about you not Mukhi to give away money? Only when it's a question of kibbutz. But if the father's going to get Tzah on it, and I've had it with you, I'm looking to me, have it. Yeah, because you've got to give away a call, mom, children, so you have to give away a shidduch also, if the father's going to get sad. Maybe there's a stickler teller that the Marik says, bases himself only that the child not going to lose money, and he does not mention the Ram says that's only when kid is involved. But when there's going to be a child involved, you've got to give away everything. If the father's going to get sad from the shidduch, then you're not allowed to undertake the shidduch if the father's going to get sad. A zeluchura come to us, on the Shulchan Aruch Paschim with the Marik, you know, it can be Mephalpa, or Pilpa, or Pilpa, or Pilpa, but the Maish of the Shulchan Aruch Paschim is Mephurish, but the Ima Av Moichi Beben Lisa Eze Isha Sheyach Mishbo Haben Ein Tzorech Lishmoy Elah. But it's interesting, you should know, and this is very important, and unfortunately this crops up more quite often, the Netziv has got Tshuva's Meshiv Dovah. Famous Suez in the Tzid, and there he writes the following, that if the Shidduch is going to cause bizyoinus for the parents, and in that way the father is going to get a tzar, a nagmus nefesh, it can't swallow the what he considers a bizyoin, he should not take that Shidduch. A Shidduch which is going to be mevazeh the parents, of course, in Memethin, if you look in the Marik, Marik said in the seventh, when the Marik calls a Shaila, the Marik talks about a woman, a Isha Huygenes Loi. It talks about a woman Huygenes Loi. Now, a woman Huygenes Loi means that the woman was a palace, meaning she was fine and royal. The father, why didn't the father want the Shina? And the father didn't like to look at her face, and she's going to have money involved, and she's going to have yichus involved, so the father objected. However, we're talking about the Marik says it was a Isha Huygenes Loi. We're not talking about Oizvah. Well, don't make yourself a gellus. Oh, he's so gellus, Mishu was about his mitzvah. I made him. The father has right to give objections. Tzdodim, tzdodim. That's the shayla of the marik. Aval ha'maisa, of course, I'm out. Into some, that would seem to be exactly like the Meshadova says, that it has to be somebody, Hegenis, where there's no bizyoinus involved. If there's like a bizyoinus, a bizyoinus. And into some, the Ramad doesn't mention that. The Chenu Moab Moichel Ben Lisa Eze Isha Yachmutbo. In Marek State, is Eze Isha Yachmutbo. Nay, Marek State Isha Hegenis. Eze Isha Yachmutbo is wide open. It could be anybody. And of course, you realize yourself that you can have a lot of problems. Well, that was the wrong one, because he wants to marry a Giyoyis. Well, he is. The father is a Mishpacha. I'm so good with that Giyoyis. But I can say that the Maishas of Kosovo, the parents, are saying, it's Chan Mizan, the Chayim, she didn't know them, they kept them. There's some grace in Yechosan. Boch Hashem, we all just give Giyoyis and get gay in the Mishpacha. But Mizan is doing. No, these are Madonna's. I've had a shot. All the things you can have, other things which for him is bizarre. And the parents never, the father was in prison. The questions, what? Every case is an individual case. The Taina is the father Gerech. Is that an issue again? Is he can be zoyin? As they stick in the bring that, it shouldn't be a bizarre. Because the Taina is mamish mitzayim. The father, can't live it up. So my little, what has to be zoyin? So every case really has to be judged a little bit on its own, on its own merit. Very difficult to say clear cut what is bizarre, and everything we judge. And I came across a tshuva in Vosna, Rangizunt, in Vosna in Yerudea. He says the following. He quotes a Ramah. V'cheini mo'av mo'yche b'ben lisa eze isha shiach b'tzvo ha'ben ein tzolech l'shmoy la'av. Quotes to Marik. So there's a the Marik Shom Soif Shoyris Kuf Samavav Muchach the high Isha Shadon Oleho, the woman who was involved in the Shire with Marik, Hoyso Nitenes Nimenu Ba'oida Aishus Ish. Hasis, the woman in the case was that she was a married woman and she had connections with this Bocha while she was a married woman, like after her husband died or a divorce, whatever it is. But they were on familiar terms when she was already an Ashes Ish. And then came the Shiloh, the husband died, the divorce, and the young man wants to marry her. For Ahul became, Hoyadona Marik, that Tzedek in my bain, Kivin di Yishara Beinov. So the Ahul be to the stomach, Gamze Hoyim Mitaina Soat, Melim Chutviben, Shiloh Yiso Yisisha, Kivin di Yish Koil, the Nashid Aleo. Ms. Dom, that was part of the times of the father, Ez Chaim. The race of there, she was an Asian citizen, I can't leave it down. The Zayla Bo Milsa Ba Avon Mishpachtel. The Avon became, In Minadin Ein Isur, Hatzedek in my bed. It was all cut off, mentioned the letter, sorry. About the Alocha, there was no soul in the woman, no one in there, nobody's battled that below, but the letter, the Shushka taking them. He's not out of his mind when he starts saying that he doesn't want him to marry. So now you can take this case now. Was has bizoyin? Was has tzav? Was has nefesh? When is the father yeberechtik, nishberechtik? So he likes to say b'hu chidush ve'enai. The whole pan writes a vosne. Shibo shaila kazois lefonenu. Whenever something of a similar nature comes to us, when the child wants to marry. And the father is not happy, and he starts putting forward reasons why he would suggest that he shouldn't do this. Ani machmitz hadin, I allow the din literally to go sour, and I leave it for a moment. The violin that was gentlemen, umamtin, and I wait. Ula yira haben tzidke so'at, after the child will come round to realize that the father is a bissel gerecht, im hu toyin covered amishpoche. Even in the case where the child is right out there, there's no psul nikir adin. No, that's not the time of the bissel. In other words, I don't tell the son he mustn't, but I tell the son, think about it, weigh it in mind. At the end of the day, may ultimately ked him. I don't know in the present world, in the past generations, no child would want to do a shidduch without the bracha of the parents. can be a yoytzim in a klal, but b'der a klal a kind did not feel right going under the shidduch. This and other tata of the man of Yiddish Mishnah. Davis ken zayn al pi alocha as every statement of the man of Yiddish Mishnah. This is mechui. Aber tana shidduch of the tata of the man of Yiddish Mishnah. They always used to think there's no bracha in such a shidduch. Ken zayn the father's not right to object, and ken zayn the father al pi alocha and shid marik and shulor mishkul and mitzvah no mitzvah no mitzvah kibud no mitzvah moir is a hefsah that because all those fathers. Aber the tata do this nicht. The man of Yiddish Mishnah. And the body will go, I want to know, I'm stussing. More money, that sort of thing. But something where is that? So not dwelling the guy. Something was, somebody was dwelling the guy that had a king tzach, a sach, as to whether one should do the shidduch. And though Rav Moshe says he was always fasting as I, and vaten, tach and mechaliva, in a shidduch, as you know. I'm stating something like on that bracha, and that man. I want to leave you, I want to leave you with one horror which disturbs me, and I don't know a good answer to, it. The whole parasha this week is the parasha of the shidduch. As she got yes, and I leave you with this horror to think, and you leave, go from here, and you go into your business, tachas of his liver. At the end of parasha Vayir, last week says it, said, Vayhi achad dvorim o'eile. After that Kedah, Rivka was born. His Rashi brings Vayiachad Dvorim O'Ele, but Rashi Azoi. Avraham Avinu was Meharer. Vayiachad Dvorim O'Ele, Rashi says, Hilu Dvorim. Vishuvoi Mehar Hamoriya, Hoy Avraham Meharer Oyma. After he came away from the Kedah, Avraham Avinu was thinking. What was he thinking? Ilu hoye bni shochet kvar hoye hoye chule vonen. If the akeda would have gone through and Yisrael would have said, you would die without children. No, call yourself. What's the doctor? I can't allow that to happen. I must straight to the get on the shidduch. Hoye li la tziri that I've got to get him out really quick to be on a eshkel member. It wasn't my shidduch. Stephen posted bisloy akodish boch. The boy in Shem came to him and said to him, don't worry, that me zuchen ba ome, ba eshkel in the hair, I've got a ready made shidduch for you. Shunoyl do rivka bas zugoi. Vezeh acha dvorim oeila, hir huri dvorim, shoyl ali de akeda. So Avraham Avinu was told by the boyin shem and the vua, that Rivka's been born, I took the shidduch. So what's the ganze pasha from Chai Yisrael? What's zuchen na shidduch? The boyin shem come to you and just told you that Rivka's been born. What's zuchen stel yezen, the world on zuchen na shidduch? Who's that shidduch? And the boy told you Rivka's been born. He said, as he said to Rashi, Rivka has been born, does it is evil. What's the matter of Pasha? What's the matter of Pasha? A zuchten. We get glass to Rivka, never to Rivka. The problem disturbs me a little bit. I'm going to try to make them a dose of the test. God,